weed is officially legal in the state of Michigan. Lots of people already know what to do with that information. But what if you're a little green at smoking the green? Where does a beginner begin? Dustin Dwyer went out to find some tips.
So here's a fact about me that may burst a certain stereotype about public radio reporters. I don't smoke weed. I mean, I was into it a little bit a long time ago, but it was like at a real amateur level, and the world of weed has gotten so much more complicated since then. There are all these different strains and pipes and vaporizers and edibles. It's just a lot to keep up with, okay? And so what if you're like me and you don't know anything about pot, but now that it's legal, you think, maybe I'll give it a try, give it a go. Where do you start?
Oh man, well, you better go talk to your buddy or your cousin or your nephew or your friend who smokes, because you won't be able to obtain it legally from a dispensary till 2020 at the earliest.
This is Gregory Hatt. He works at Purple East, a retail shop in Grand Rapids that sells pipes and things that they used to have to say were for tobacco use only. The shop was celebrating Legalization Day with a 20% off sale, a live DJ, and free pizza. And as Hatt pointed out to me, beginners can't just go out and buy pot today. Yes, it is legal to have it, but it's not legal to buy it yet. You might be able to buy it next year, but Hatt and a lot of other folks think it'll be 2020 before the dispensaries are really up and running. So you might just hold off until that's all happening. But say you're over 21 and you find yourself in the presence of marijuana. It is the season of giving, after all. You can use it legally. And for that, you might want some equipment, which Gregory Hatt will gladly sell you.
So where do people start there? Like, where's the beginner section?
Okay, for sure. So that's really hard to say. Some people go for just a glass pipe. Other people go for a vaporizer. So let's take a walk around the store, and I can kind of show you around. So here, this is not the beginner section.
These look very elaborate.
We're standing in front of a cabinet full of, like, really intricate glass sculptures. There's a dragon, a seahorse. The sculptures also work as pipes. Hatt says some might go for $1,000. Definitely not where you want to start. So Hatt shows me another cabinet with small pipes.
You just grind your herbs, put it in your pipe, and light it up, and you're good to go, you know. So it's pretty simple, user-friendly. It's not too advanced. There's no buttons, chargers, splashing lights, or anything like that. Easy to use, you know.
Easy to use. Cool. Hatt says if you don't like the smoking thing, you can also check out a vaporizer. So, say you get the gear thing figured out. What about the weed itself? There's like a billion strains. There's edible options, if you can find them. I asked Roberta King to walk me through some of that. She has a company called Canna Communication. She does PR for cannabis companies. When she stopped by the office, she was decked out in green because it's Legalization Day and she's been doing a lot of TV interviews. But anyway, she gave me some tips.
I always tell people to start small. Just don't go, you know, if you buy a, you know, an edible, eat the very smallest amount and be patient for that to come on. So, you know, eating something about 5 milligrams. So a bar might be a 50 milligram bar, and break it up and just eat the smallest amount and wait for the effect.
If you smoke, King says, just try a few puffs first, then wait. And don't drink along with it. Just try the weed, feel what it's like on its own.
Because the last thing you want to do is not be in a space where you're comfortable or responsible, or you can, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you.
So just, like, play it cool, you know? You can get a friend to recommend what strains might work best for you, or do research online. King says you might experiment with a few and see what you like best. And hey, maybe you'll like it, and you'll become a total pothead. But if you don't, that's definitely cool too. I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.